This week on the Dad.io podcast, we're going to be talking about some of the parenting essentials that Ryan and I have both become accustomed to and at this point cannot live without.
Nothing too crazy, but definitely some things that have become a part of our Swiss Army knife, so to speak, for parenting, our dad Swiss Army knife accessory belt. Because we were like Batman. All that and more coming up in just a minute, right here on the Dad.io podcast.
I'm Ryan.
And I'm Andrew.
And we are two guys navigating fatherhood in a digital society.
Life supplies the inputs.
And we supply the outputs.
I'm Josh Liston from On the Bubble podcast, an oral history of television fandom, part of the Gunna Geek Network, just like the show you're checking out now. Shows on the network are individually owned and opinions expressed may not reflect others. Find other awesome geeky shows at GunnaGeekNetwork.com.
And we are back. Thank you for joining us. As Andrew said there in the beginning, we're going to be discussing some of our dad essentials this week. Some of the items that we use on a daily basis and have become a necessary part of our lives. What you came up with this idea, what kind of prompted the thought to do this as a topic, Andrew?
Well, when I first thought of this topic, I was thinking about the one product that we use on an everyday basis that a lot of people ask, why do you have, or what's going on? And that's the Dyson.
People ask you why you have a Dyson?
Well, it's the price aspect of it, because if you don't search around for some deals, the Dysons are a more expensive brand. But I cannot live without my cordless Dyson. And I don't see some of the other products living up to the quality.
Dyson is basically the Apple of the sweeper world. Is that a fair assessment?
I mean, I don't know about that. I mean, if you compare it to Apple, people are just going to be like, okay, it's like Apple. So they're going to hate Dyson then.
Well, you know what, though? There is a strange amount of hate online for the Dyson. The only reason I know this is because last year, when I was flipping through YouTube videos or something, when I was working, I just kind of have them playing in the background. Somehow, I got into this weird world of YouTube videos of guys repairing sweepers and recording it. And there was this one guy, and it was endlessly fascinating and endlessly dull and boring at the same time, of this dude that would just take apart sweepers and he'd just talk about the process. But man, that guy hated Dyson sweepers, and he'd been doing this for like 12 or 14 some years. And every time he had a different model of a Dyson on there, he would just like tear it apart figuratively and literally about how much he hated the Dyson for various reasons. I have no idea if that's like a universal understanding, but I don't know. Apparently Dyson does things very, very strange. But again, it kind of works into the Apple thing, because they're very hard to repair and they're very particular. They have parts that only work on their specific models, and I don't know. But definitely then looking around, I think I was trying to find a part for my Dyson at one point, and there's definitely a community online that does not like the Dyson.
Well, I know I have love for our cordless Dyson. And at this point, with having 5 kids all under the age of 5, it is a essential that we cannot live without. We use it on a daily basis to clean up all of their crumbs from eating and other whatnot.
We use ours. We have I think we have a model lower than the one that you have, but we use ours on a daily basis as well. And it's definitely a lifesaver, because as you mentioned, if you have little kids, you are constantly going to be having crumbs and stuff on the floor. And it's just way more convenient to grab that little guy and sweep up real quick than it would be to get out your big, plug-in vacuum and sweep the room.
I mean, or even if you get like just a broom and dustpan, it saves you a bunch of time compared to that.
I don't think people have broom and dustpans anymore.
I mean, we still do. I mean, when the battery goes dead.
I would just wait for the battery to charge at that point.
Well, I mean, there are some things that can be a little crazy about the Dysons. Like this past Christmas, we went out and we bought ourselves another Dyson. I mean, that's how much we like it, because there was this craze this past Christmas of this toy Dyson that they had out.
You showed me this. It's just like a little kid version, but actually has a motor in it.
Yeah, it's not that powerful, but it does work a little bit. And that was like $60 for that. And I was like, well, if we're going to spend $60, how much more is it to find a good deal on a real Dyson? Like that we would have. And so we went out, Dyson.com. They were running some really good specials that I don't think were anywhere else. And we found one where you can get like the full package, like the absolute brand for, or the absolute version or model, for like $200.
Which that's not bad at all. Cause that package is probably originally closer to what, $399 or.
Yeah.
Okay. So that's a killer deal. And definitely if you're going to get one Black Friday to Christmas season, they pretty much everybody runs a Dyson deal. Kohl's a lot of times will run them, and you can snag some really good deals. And just throughout the year, if you pay attention, they'll have different websites and different retailers will have them marked down for very reasonable prices.
Yeah. So we got a new Dyson for us. And basically we are retiring our old Dyson to the kids so they can learn to clean up their own messes.
This sounds a little bit like slave labor, Andrew. I'm not going to lie.
No, it's not really slave labor when it comes to that, but it's teaching them responsibility and that they are a part of cleaning up and taking care of themselves.
That was a very ethical way of saying slave child labor. Although I will say the funny part is when we were over at your house, I think last week or something, they were so excited to get to run the sweeper. I've never seen anything like it.
Yeah. So, I mean, since we got the new one, we kind of chucked it up like this one's going to get dropped and it's going to probably get some damage to it. So we figured that we would rather get them a real one. And they can take care of that instead of a toy one that kind of half works.
I think that was a genius idea. And I will say, just to kind of throw another, you know, attaboy for Dyson, the first one that we ever got, our upright one that we have, the I think it's the DC-30 Animal, and it's one of the better models that they had at the time, probably, gosh, almost 10 years ago we got it. And a few summers ago, the attachment, I don't know what you call it, like the clip that the attachments go on the hose, snapped off. And I called Dyson and I'm like, there's no way this thing is still under warranty by any means, but I'll see how much it is to get a new clip or whatever. And they were customer service wise exceedingly nice. And not only did they send me a new clip, they sent me an entire new hose because they said at that age, a lot of times the hoses start to deteriorate or start to like break down. So they sent me a brand new hose and the clip and some other piece for it. And the total, I just had to pay shipping and it ended up being like $12 for shipping or something. But for my vacuum that was at that time, probably at least 7 or 8 years old, for them to still be willing to do that, I thought was spectacular on their part. So the customer service in my book is top notch. And they do seem to stand by their products. So if you are in the Dyson hating club, you know, there's that. I think that's pretty good.
I'll say the one thing that I haven't liked about it is that every different model of the cordless, they have like the V6, V7, V8, V10. And I'm not for sure exactly how they connect, but the original one we had was a V6 model. And those parts are not interchangeable with the new one. We got the V7.
Oh, you can't use the attachments on it?
No, they're not interchangeable because the connector is different.
Oh, that's janky.
Yeah, that's kind of one of those things. But I think the V7, V8, and V10 all use the same connector. They like upgraded it or something. So it's kind of frustrating that we have to have like two of each connector, one for ours and one for the kids, to just kind of get it to work with each of the attachments.
So is there like an adapter or something that you can put on it?
There is an adapter to adapt the old attachments to the new vacuum.
Okay.
You can't take the new attachments to the old vacuum.
That's not too terrible. I mean, so I take it they must have done like a redesign or something for all the newer models, because our cordless, the attachments are interchangeable with our upright. So maybe this is just like, this is their new style or something for all their new ones.
Yes.
That's not too terrible. I mean, if you consider there's many, many, many years of the older ones that are interchangeable then. And then
they it's like one of those things when you go from like a USB-C to like micro USB, one of those type of changeovers where it's just frustrating for a little bit until everything finally gets switched over.
Yeah. You know what? I'll give them a pass on that one. I don't think that's too grievous of a sin. And did they include the adapter in the kit?
I don't think so.
You had to buy the adapter separate?
Well, we don't have the adapter. I mean, it
just exists.
Yeah, it just exists. If you got a new vacuum with not all the attachments, you can buy the adapter to get all your old attachments to work with it. But if you get the absolute version or model, it comes with like every attachment you'll need.
Okay. Yeah. I don't know. I'll still give them a pass on that one.
So I would say if you are a parent, you will definitely want to get a Dyson or at least have this on your wish list because they are just great for everything.
I will definitely second that one. I have loved our Dyson sweepers, both of the ones that we have had, our upright and the cordless. The cordless one's just convenient, especially if you have hardwood floors, which we both have in our house.
Yes. And I think that's where it makes the difference is with the hardwood floors.
If you have carpet, because I have ran our cordless one on carpet before. And I mean, the battery, but it's not really designed to do like a full house cleaning. It's really designed to do kind of nooks and crannies and do like a hardwood floor in a room or two. Because if you run it on carpet, the battery dies fairly quickly. You can pretty much get like one carpeted room done before the battery dies.
Yeah. Well, the new V10 model has a better battery in it, but it's super expensive. I wouldn't recommend the V10 right now until the price goes down. But those are meant to be a corded vacuum killer. They're trying to phase out their corded vacuums for that.
Which I don't like that because the corded vacuums are so good. I love their big corded vacuums. So that I don't know. It's kind of depressing because I would like to have another one, but I don't even think that they really have very many models that are still the uprights. So it's definitely not going to be around for much longer if there are any that are still available.
Yeah, I know. I started using ours on the carpet just to clean some stuff up. And it's like, why didn't I do this sooner? Because it's just the convenience of it. I was like, oh, I got to clean up our basement carpet real quick. And it's just like, wow, this is so much easier than lugging the vacuum around. But yes, I do know it does not clean as well.
You know what? Again, I'll give them a pass on that, though. It's just such a nice product to begin with that even if you can find it on sale somewhere, it's a must-have in my book. Full price, I don't know. I mean, if you want a really nice vacuum and your other one just died or something, I don't think that you're not going to feel bad putting the money down for the full price. But if you can, I would definitely recommend waiting until you see one of those places put them on sale, which is very frequent. So,
yeah, I know my wife was one of those people that when I ordered it, I didn't really tell her it was coming until it was shipped to the door and she opened it.
Wait, it wasn't like a present or something, was it?
No, it wasn't. Okay. I just got kind of sick and tired of our other vacuums and how we were doing it. So I was like, whatever, I'm just going to order it. It was a good deal. I ordered it for our original one and she didn't really know it was coming. And then she came and she opened it and she kind of yelled at me a little bit until she finally used it. And she was like, yeah, I probably shouldn't have yelled at you.
Oh, man. Well, I don't know. I can't say that I've ever been that fortunate with my wife that if I ordered something that she was just like, oh, no, I've been convinced. That's never happened. But maybe one day I'll get her a new sweeper when our other one dies or something. And she'll fall in love immediately.
Yeah. So I guess that means that we are truly adults when we are contemplating what vacuums to get.
I was excited when we got ours. That was the day that I officially felt like a real adult was when we got our Dyson and I was so excited about it. So the next item that I wanted to bring up that we mentioned it on one of our episodes last year when we talked about kind of like useful tech for kids is a product that's made by Baby Frida. And we gave one of these away on our show last year. And at the time, I never actually got to use one. And after we did the giveaway, when it had arrived at my house and I opened it up and I was looking at it and I was like, this seems like a genius idea. I really want to try this. So we did the giveaway and then I ended up ordering one for myself and that's the Meta Frida. And what this is if you have babies, it's a medicine. I don't know how to explain it. It's basically a pacifier that a medicine syringe goes into. And let me just I'll just say that I have saved myself so many shirts and clothes as a result of this, because I don't know if for anyone out there that has babies, if you've tried to give medicine to babies, it generally doesn't go very well. And you usually end up with them either like sneezing it out at you, or you get like the projectile vomit back on you. It's not fun, but that's what this ingenious product is designed to remedy. You put the pacifier in their mouth, they suck on it, you put the syringe behind it, and then it distributes the medicine behind their tongue. So that way they're kind of already sucking on the pacifier, it goes right down their throat. You don't got to worry about them like hacking it up or anything like that, because it's supposed to bypass their taste buds. And we use this thing all the time, especially doing foster parenting. We have kids that generally have more health issues than what a lot of normal kids do. So every single one of our kids is on, you know, medication at least twice daily that we use the Metafreeta for, and it has been a lifesaver.
I'll say this round we've been pretty lucky, and when we have to give our little one or even our own son medicine, they've been taking it pretty well. But there are cases when they're on some of those antibiotic medicines.
Oh yeah,
and kids don't like that. And I know they add the flavoring to it, but it's kind of that artificial flavoring. And if you ever have a need for one of these, for this product, where you try to give your kid medicine and they don't want to take it, it's one of those things you have to just go down to your local store and pick up right away, because it will save you if you need it.
I highly recommend just getting one and having it on hand. They're like $15. You can get them on Amazon. You can get them at Walmart, Target, all those places sell it. But it's just such a genius idea. And again, not like you mentioned, some kids take medicine just fine. But if you have a kid that doesn't, this is the way to handle it. Because, man, we have not been fortunate. We have always had kids that were very, very hard to give medicine to. And this thing has worked like a dream on every single one of them that we have had that did not like to take medicine. If you give them this to get the medicine down, you don't get vomited on, and life goes on. It's just a happy day from there.
Yeah. And since we're talking about products from Baby Frida, I still think we need to re-bring up the Nose Frida. I think this is started it all from their product line.
I'm still a avid collector of nose drippings using the Nose Frida. It is a spectacularly gross and, again, ingenious product. Do you want to give a little refresher on what the Nose Frida is, just in case anybody doesn't know?
Yes, I can. It has a little chamber on it that is protected with a filter, and then a tube that you suck on the other end, and you put that chamber up to your kid's nose, and it basically sucks the snot out of their nose.
It's a nose siphon.
Yes.
You missed the best part, which is that you have to suck on it with your mouth. There's not like a ball or something that you can like squeeze to do it. Although I wonder why that there isn't. I feel like there could be. Couldn't there be like a bulb that you could like squeeze to?
I'm no pediatrician or something for that. It might be beneficial if you suck too hard on it, or detrimental if you suck too hard on that. You could possibly injure the child, or
I don't know.
You got to be careful there. So I don't know.
I feel like I've really gotten in there, and especially this is so gross. So like if you have a kid that is like just in the heat of a really bad cold or sinus congestion, when you go in there and you start sucking, like, you know, when you hit the gold mine, because like you kind of get some resistance, right? So I feel like I've put some good suction on it before.
But I think that's the part of it, is like you have to be sucking on it to know when you hit that point, and you really don't have that feel if you're just using like a plunger or however you want to.
Plunger. I don't think you're supposed to use a plunger on your kid's face, Andrew.
I mean, if you're using like a vacuum pump or whatever you're talking about, I don't think that would work too well.
I'm not even
thinking
a vacuum pump. I'm just thinking like one of the little like bulb things. Think like a a heartbeat cuff. Well, you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
It's like that. Like, I feel like they could have done that, but I think that maybe they just have a good sense of humor that they just thought it was way more funny to market it as a, hey, put this in your mouth and suck on your kid's snot.
Yeah, but if you have a kid, yeah, you want to have, I mean, the Nose Frida, and a lot of the other products from Baby Frida are good too to look at and have on hand, even before you need them.
We've had very good luck with their products. We have two Nose Fridas because when we went on vacation last year, we forgot it. And our little guy, like from being in the water and stuff, he got a bunch of sinus congestion. And we went and bought another one just because we love that thing so much that we refuse to use anything else except for the Nose Frida. My wife refuses to use it. So I should say that I'm the one.
I mean, I refuse to use it too. My wife's the one that does it.
It's so satisfying. It's so gross. But man, let me tell you, when you get like a really good one, you like, you just look at it and you're just like, ah, oh, I did accomplish something today. And your kid looks at you like, that was weird. But I mean, I feel better. So, you know, it's gross, but it works.
Yeah.
So plus there's another... It's another shout out for Nose Frida and the Meta Frida. Just again, products, have them on hand. They're ingenious and they work. Definitely something not that we don't use daily, but when your kids are sick, we use ours daily. The Meta Frida, our kids are on daily medicines. We use that one every single day.
Yeah, these are essentials that you'll need. I know we were looking at them before, like what to have around when your kids are sick, but the more you have them, and you just know when you need them, you have them.
All right, so what's the next one on your list, Andrew?
I think you were going to talk about the cameras and like having a good smart camera.
So we've brought this up several times in past episodes that we use Wi-Fi cameras in our kids' rooms as baby monitors, and I wanted to share a funny story that kind of came up with this. Yesterday, my wife and I had a good calling hours, and my parents are older. They came to our house and sat with the kids, and our oldest was taking his nap when they got there. And my mom does not always carry her cell phone, like she doesn't have it on her all the time. So we got an alert on her phone at the funeral home that our little guy was awake and he's moved around. And we pulled up the camera and look, and he's sitting in his bed. He's being super quiet, so they wouldn't have heard him downstairs. But he's chewing on one of the strings for the rail guard that we have on his crib. And he's, you know, obviously he's being sneaky about it. So we saw it on the camera. I sent a text to my mom in case she didn't have her phone on her and I didn't know if she got it. But being able to see it on the camera right away and know exactly what he's doing to try to get her attention is one plus of it. But then where I think it's kind of elevated to the next level is that you can talk to your child through the camera, which we tried that. And he just flat out ignored us because he's learned that like that's where the voice comes from and he doesn't have to listen to it because we're not really there. So I had the idea that, well, if I don't know if my mom got the text message and he's certainly not going to start making noise because I tried to yell at him through the camera. Well, we have Google Home. So we have those in pretty much every room in our house. And I sent a broadcast message to our Google Home from my phone at the funeral home, and it played on all the Google Homes throughout the house. And I just said, hey, mom, Cole, I just said, hey, mom, he's awake upstairs. If you want to go up and grab him. And next thing I know, here's my mom popping in his room to get him out of his crib. Worked like a dream. But you had along those same lines, though, you actually had an interesting story about the same two devices, which is funny that this has happened to us yesterday, but you had a story that kind of aligns the same way as this.
Yes. Our oldest son, Jackson, he is very active, and there's times when he just gets overwhelmed, like his senses get overwhelmed, and he's just bouncing off the walls. So what we did is we sent him to his room. Like, you just need to chill out for like 5 minutes. Just go chill in your room and you just need to chill out. Either he needs a break or we need a break. It just, there needs to be a chill moment. And there's we have a Google Home Mini in his room. And that is usually on the, it's muted. So I heard some noise upstairs. So I checked the camera and I look at him. He's talking to Google and it's like, we know for the most part that he knows for the most part that he shouldn't be talking to Google in his room, but he knows that there's a switch on the side that you just flip and you can talk to his Google. So he asks the Google to play the Polar Express soundtrack. So the next thing I know, when I'm looking at the camera, he's in his bed laughing it up, listening to the soundtrack to the Polar Express because he's in love with trains.
So basically, he's also heckling you at this point, saying, hey, guess what? You can't stop me.
Yes. So at that point, I go on through the camera and I try to do the Google stop the music. And Google probably wasn't able to pick up from the speaker on the camera. So, and I wasn't for sure the command through the Google in our living room to stop the music in his room. So I pull out my phone, I type into the Google Assistant, stop all the music. I go back to the camera and he's just sitting there like, oh, the music stopped.
I'm honest, I'm really surprised that he didn't just reinitiate it, because once he's figured out that he has the power to control it, I figured it was just all downhill from there.
Well, I figured that. I think at that point, either me or my wife went up there to investigate. You don't do this. And to kind of you just need to chill right now.
I mean, hats off to him. And I think that he definitely deserves a little bit of he deserves an attaboy for that one. He figured it out. He saw the opportunity. He understood the method of execution and he delivered.
Yeah. Later that day, I think the kids were going to bed and something was said to not talk to Google. And he was telling his brother that he shares a room with, oh, you just have to flip the switch on the side and you can talk to Google. I was like, really?
Oh, come on. Kids are jerks. If we had this technology when I was his age, though, I would have been on cloud nine the day I discovered how to do something like that. I mean, that is a kid accomplishment right there. That is every kid's dream, is to figure out that one thing that they can do that their parents don't think that they know how to do.
Yeah. So you need to have cameras. I mean, they're great. I mean, we use those on a daily basis and we both switched over, I think, to using Wyze cameras for baby monitors, because they are super cheap. They're $25 on Amazon, $25, $30.
They're cheap. They're secure. I did a lot of testing with them just to make sure that I felt comfortable using them in our kids' room. And I mean, I was unable to have any reason not to. So that was another plus in my book that, security wise, they definitely seem like they're on top of their game with that. And they keep releasing new features for the Wyze cams as well, which I really like. That they've been very active in the community of users. And especially if you go on Reddit, if you go onto the Wyze Cam Reddit, they're very active on there and in responding to users' requests for features and answering questions and things like that. And I just think that they're a very cool company to be making an excellent product for dirt cheap, basically.
Yeah, and even though the price is cheap, it's a good quality product.
Yeah, I mean, I think that the Wyze Cam that we have, I have two outside, and they're not even meant to be used outside, and they've been out there now for just under a year. They still look perfectly fine. I'll say that the color has been saturated a little bit, but that's to be expected when it's basically been out in the sunlight for a year. So I don't think that long term it's going to be a good solution, but they are getting ready to come out with a official outdoor grade Wyze Cam here this year. So that will be very cool to see. And I may end up looking at replacing my indoor ones I'm using as outdoor cameras, but for what it is, they've held up very, very well, and I really can't ask for anything more than that.
Yeah, and the other thing we talked about was the broadcast feature on Google. That feature alone is amazing. If your kids are in the bed, you can say broadcast, and it'll prompt you, and you can say, hey, come down, dinner's ready, or whatever you want to broadcast, an intercom system in your house.
Which I think that Amazon Alexa has a similar feature. I don't know. I mean, I don't have any personal experience with it, but I do know a lot of people like that feature with Amazon Alexa as well. But the Google Home version, like you said, it's worked like a dream. And I like to have that additional way of communicating, that if you can't get to your phone or something, I use it a lot when I'm changing a diaper or something. I just used it the other day. I didn't even think about this. Used it the other day because I'm in the middle of changing a diaper. Didn't realize I was getting into a poopy diaper and I was running low on wipes. So I used the broadcast to ask my wife, who was upstairs at the time, if she would bring me down a pack of wipes. Because I was in the war zone right then and there. I had a screaming kid and a poopy diaper. And it was an unexpected poopy diaper. So you got to, sometimes your hands are full. You got to use the voice.
Then once you get to that point and you already had the diaper off, like, I got to stay here. I can't really go.
That's where it is. I was like, hang on. I can't just leave you hanging out here, man. You got to wait a sec. But yeah, works perfect for those emergency situations like that.
Yeah, the broadcaster intercom feature is great.
So any other products that are on your list of absolute necessities?
None that I can think of. I know there's a lot of other products out there, but those are the top of the list.
I definitely think that we hit mine as well. And it's one of those things that, like, when we've sat down and tried to record this episode, there's tons of things that should be coming to mind, I'm sure, that aren't. But I think this is definitely an opportunity to ask our listeners, what are the products that you guys are using on a daily basis? We would love to hear from you, because I'm sure that you probably have something cool that you're doing or something cool that you are using that we are not. And I am always a fan of adding new tools to my arsenal. So if anyone listening has a suggestion for a must-have, you know, dad item, we would love to hear from you.
Yeah. And another thing that we have, now that you're saying that, it was suggested from somebody else with our kids. And when they open their door, we have a door window sensor on our kids' doors to know when they open the doors, mainly for if they get out of bed in the middle of the night, we want to know where they're at or what's going on, because our kids are still kind of young and they don't know what's going on. That was a great product to have that somebody else recommended to us. So if you have something, that'd be great to hear from you guys. It's always great to share ideas with other parents.
And you can find us on our website at dadiopodcast.com. We're also on Facebook at facebook.com/dadiopodcast. For this week, I'm Ryan.
And I'm Andrew.
Have a lovely weekend.